It's crucial to realize that the rate of progress doesn't matter. Any progress is enough to get us into the end zone. We don't need Moore's law to continue. We don't need exponential progress. We just need to keep going. The second assumption is that we will keep going. We will continue to improve our intelligent machines. And given the value of intelligence, intelligence is either the source of everything we value or we need it to safeguard everything we value. It is our most valuable resource. So we want to do this. I mean, we have problems that we desperately need to solve. We want to cure diseases like Alzheimer's and cancer. We want to understand economic systems. We want to improve our climate science. So we will do this if we can. The train is already out of the station, and there's no brake to pull. Finally, we don't stand on a peak of intelligence, or anywhere near it, likely. And this really is the crucial insight. This is what makes our situation so precarious. And this is what makes our intuitions about risk so unreliable. Now, just consider the smartest person who has ever lived. And almost everyone's short list here is John von Neumann. I mean, the impression that von Neumann made on the people around him, and this included the greatest mathematicians and physicists of his time, is fairly well documented. I mean, if only half the stories about him are half true, there's no question he's one of the smartest people who's ever lived. So consider the spectrum of intelligence. Here we have John von Neumann, and then we have you and me, and then we have a chicken.